Tuesday, July 29th. The Bad Boys, one of the most famous boy bands in the world, had basically disappeared into thin air. Everyone was frantic. Trevor called an emergency meeting with the security teams for both the tour and hotel. Within minutes, they scrambled in all directions to check the pool, spa, fitness center, restaurants, and coffee shop for any sign of the Bad Boys. Everyone else waited anxiously in the conference room just in case the boys decided to show up for the meeting fashionably late, or with hidden cameras for a live episode of the popular teen TV show, You Got Pranked. Meanwhile, Mackenzie was having a meltdown. She called her BFF to update her on the situation.
OMG, Tiffany, my meeting with the Bad Boys has turned into a horrific disaster.
No, they didn't tell me my dress was ugly.
I'm totally glam and my lip gloss is poppin', but the Bad Boys didn't even bother to show up. Not a single one of them. Tiffany, it was awful. How am I supposed to get more followers on social media or start a juicy rumor that one of them is my boyfriend if I can't get a selfie with any of them? Tiff, my life is ruined.
Really, Mackenzie? Sorry, I'm not sorry. I was just starting to get a little worried when I noticed something on the table near Trevor. To Nicholas from Trevor. Happy birthday.
OMG! It was a birthday muffin!
Trevor was on his cell phone trying to calm down the television producer, so I asked Mallory about the muffin.
Well, it's kind of an inside joke, but that's the birthday muffin. Today is Nick's birthday, and we were going to give it to him and sing happy birthday during our meeting, Mallory explained.
Today is Nick's birthday? I gasped.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the same day as our big concert, Mallory said. The whole thing started as a prank when Aiden gave Trevor a stale muffin as a birthday gift. And now it's kind of a tour tradition. It's silly, but it always gets a good laugh.
My head was spinning. Nick had mentioned something about a birthday muffin, and I had pretty much convinced him to celebrate his next birthday with family and friends. But when I said that, I had no idea his birthday was only a week away. And on the same day as a huge televised concert.
Based on the magazines I had read, Nick was from New York City, which meant his family and friends were in...
OMG!
If Nick missed this concert tonight because he was celebrating his birthday, it would be all my fault. I had a hunch where Nick was, but what about the other boys? I was trying to remember what I'd told each of them when I noticed a television commercial. Refresh Bottled Water, official sponsor of NYC Refresh. Skateboard Event Series. Host, Later Skater Park. Monday, July 28th.
That Refresh Bottled Water ad seemed really familiar. I was sure I'd seen it somewhere. Then I remembered. It was on the back of Aiden's skate magazine, the one he was reading when I told him it would be cool to visit local skate parks. Aiden was probably at that Refresh skateboard event today, and it was all my fault. Which meant it was my fault that Victor was probably feeding squirrels in Central Park. And also my fault that Joshua was probably hanging out at the New York Public Library. But what about their concert tonight and their thousands of fans? What if the boys ultimately decided they wanted to be normal guys, not famous pop stars? I was just trying to make them feel better when I gave them all that advice about being comfortable in their own skin and trying to enjoy life. And I meant every word I said. But what if I, Nikki Maxwell, was personally responsible for breaking up the Bad Boys? Millions of Bad Boys fans around the world would hate my guts. And I could instantly go from famous to infamous. No!
was me screaming.